This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set and cocked, locked. Yeah, here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Your classroom reaches 50 states and worldwide on the internet. And we broadcast on Galaxy 19, the satellite. And you can listen on your smartphone. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. And if you need to revisit, refresh your memory, or share, just click on USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Mike Parsons is with us. And Mike, you know him as Mike from Tennessee. Mike is a pilot, a commercial pilot, and he flies small airplanes and big airplanes. He's a farmer. Welcome, Mike Parsons.
Good morning.
Hey, Mike. Yesterday, you and I were talking about what happened at the Washington Navy Yard, and I wanted to share something. I did a little bit of research after I came back from the meetup last night, and NCIS, there's a national museum at the Navy, at the U.S. Navy Yard in Washington, D.C., and that's adjacent. There's this museum adjacent to the NCIS headquarters aboard the Washington Navy Yard. That's what I found. So the way I read that is NCIS headquarters is at the Washington Navy Yard. Very interesting, isn't it?
Well, it brings to mind, and just going off the top of my head, 9/11, buildings were brought down, and beneath one of the buildings was the largest gold repository in the world, holding over $250 billion worth of Swiss gold. And when they cleared away all the rubble, lo and behold, they found $50 billion worth of gold. Seems to me there was a lot of overloaded fire engines and emergency vehicles leaving the scene at the time, and no one really paid attention because of all the commotion. And on this base, they have nuclear warheads, and amongst all the commotion, how easily would it have been for anybody to get weapons off this base? You've got all these policemen. Now, realize, this is a military base. Where are the military police? All you see, as Frank Underhill mentioned yesterday, a sea of police and FBI and all these, quote, civilian government types of policing agencies. Where are the military police policing their own federal property? I didn't see them.
Well, I can tell you that when I was a child, I had a friend who lived on a Navy base, and the MPs were right at the front gate. Now, I'm talking about the 1960s. The MPs were right at the gate.
In the photograph that we spoke of yesterday, there's a sign right there, and it has some bullet points of the direction to different things. And there's item number two says Marine Barracks, straight down the road, less than a half mile. I guarantee you, had they rallied the Marines out of that barracks, they could have secured the entire area within minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I learned from doing a little bit of research, the alleged shooter, now I guess everybody's saying that they know who he is, Aaron Alexis, 34 years old. He played violent, according to the news, the internet reports I've been reading, and a post that I put on our website. He played violent video games. Violent video games. One is Call of Duty, and the other is Resident Evil. And he played them for up to 16 hours at a time. Now, if you think about that, how many people do you know who stay awake for 16 hours at a time? You know, let alone just being in front of a screen. And I saw a picture of the computer and the TV monitor, and it's really, really close together. I mean, he would be sitting right on top of what appeared to be maybe something like a 19-inch CRT. So his face, if he was playing at the location that I saw in this photograph, he would be right against the CRT, which would make anybody hyperactive, let alone playing these video games that desensitize anyone who plays them or tends to the violence on the screen. And by the way, the military was involved in the development of these violent, shoot 'em up, kill 'em up, kill 'em, blow 'em up, blow up the buildings, bomb 'em, napalm them, video games to help desensitize our young people to the horrors of killing, maiming, wounding people. Because you can always hit the reset button and everybody's all back together and you can go and kill them again.
Yeah, they've got a lot of stuff coming out of Virginia Tech, home of the Virginia Tech shooter. And, of course, everybody knows that DARPA is right there. And there are two things that Virginia Tech is known for, engineering and mind control.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
So I wanted to share that with you, that I read that. Mike, if you look at what might have been one of the reasons for this, if it were a Hegelian dialectic, meaning to distract us from the real situation. What's the biggest story right now? Well, I guess the economy would be number one because that's failing us. But the other big story is Colorado. Colorado, rain, more rain. Bridges washing out, homes being swept away. About 19,000 homes have been damaged and destroyed. I mean, that's a really big story. So the weather's getting worse and worse and worse. And by the way, when was the last time we heard about that number of homes being destroyed other than a massive hurricane? So these storms are getting worse and worse and worse. And so, but that's not what we're paying attention to. We're paying attention to the 13 wounded, 13 killed, 15 wounded in Washington. Now, I know that is really horrific event. There's no question about it, and I'm not trying to minimize it. I'm just saying in comparison, we've probably lost way more people in Colorado, but we're not talking about it because it's not as sensational. It's just water rushing downhill, washing away houses. So we have a distraction, which is the shooting, from the economy, from world events, and from the violent, violent weather that has wreaked havoc on Colorado.
Controlled events, created events. I see Colorado as a potentially controlled weather phenomenon. Unheard of, that type of rain that they've got, and that those altitudes, it's somewhat of an arid desert type of climate to some degree. They do get rain and snow during the seasons when you see snowfall and such, but this time of year it's basically bone dry. This is not the time of year for these types of events. You mentioned a couple of real live situations that are being somewhat overlooked. I look at the Benghazi tie-in, the fact that we had a year ago Americans killed and people that should have been there to protect them at the CIA front house were told to stand down and pull back. They were shipping in all types of surface-to-air missiles through this location to go to the Syrian rebels, which created this, they call it a civil war, but I see it as a military attack supported by Saudi Arabia, where the missiles were coming from, shipped via Turkey. And as the Turkish ambassador, I believe, was the last person to speak to our ambassador. And then you've got the Al-Qaeda connection. You've got the CIA running Al-Qaeda. And basically, Syria is one of the last few nations that does not have a central bank. Every one of these countries that's been attacked has all had one thing in common. None of them have a Rothschild-controlled central bank. They all use their own currency. Libya, Muammar Gaddafi, viewed as a benevolent dictator. The fact was is the people there had jobs. They had a good economy. They were using a gold-backed denarii, which was their currency, and there were countries looking at converting over to the gold-backed denarii as an exchange for oil, and they're looking at getting us out of the petrodollar. And in order to control the situation and put everybody under the lock control of the international bankers, the Rothschilds and such, you've got to eliminate them and put them on your fiat currency and take all the resources. And that's what I see as the big elephant in the room that is being overlooked. And, of course, we were speaking on the fly yesterday. We were covering this as it was occurring and parsing out the information that we had available. Some of the things that I noticed that were quite telling, looking back now, I listened to the rebroadcast of your show yesterday, and I realized that, for the most part, we were right on point. We had some speculation as to, was this a lone gunman, you know, going postal, as it were, just guy flaking out, or was this a controlled situation, a staged event, a false flag? And we talked about this photograph of this guy sitting here on the laying on the ground in the CVS, in front of the CVS pharmacy, and I noticed this after the fact. There was not a drop of blood on the ground anywhere near him or on him, nor on the people. Now, had this guy been a victim who had been shot, there would have been blood everywhere, on him and on the ground. Anybody that's seen a photograph of a crime scene where somebody's been shot, there's blood, and there was none. The issue of the police being everywhere, but not the military. And there's reports. All these reports where you have a face person, a person there to be a individual who is somewhat of an eyewitness. All of them.
Mike, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a break. Mike Parsons, Vinfinelli, USAPreparedness.com. We'll be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Mike Parsons is with us. Mike, we're talking about some of the images we posted on the website yesterday and some of the images that we've seen. And one of them shows civilian employees walking away from buildings, supposedly to safety, with their hands in the air, the surrender position. So part of this Hegelian dialectic may be that we are being conditioned that hands up, hands up, hands up. It's happening more and more and more often. So there's a picture of that on the website, civilians leaving their buildings, hands up. And there's also a picture of the police. There's some with two-color blue uniforms, like a stripe, a different color on the pants that's blue, different color from the blue of the body of the pants, the legs, if you will. And then you see police in green. Now, there's an image of a police-type person, a man, and he has, it looks like an AR-15, short barrel, collapsible stock, pistol grip, the kind of stuff that we're told is to be banned. And he has a belt on that has all kinds of things on it. I can't tell what all of them are, but and he has another strap around that has a two-way radio, and then he has a backpack with other things, and he has a helmet. He has goggles on, a chin strap on his helmet. He's in battle dress uniform. But it looks to me like he has the word police in Velcro on his sleeve. So it looks to me like if he wanted to take off that Velcro word police, he could. And you wouldn't know what it was. You wouldn't know if he's FBI, CIA, NSA, city police, state police, county police.
They can change the narrative on the fly.
Yeah. And I've never seen that. I mean, in Vietnam, our troops had a sewn-on, permanently attached, stitched-on their name. Their name was stitched on, and everybody could read it. and right. It was not removable.
It's common for these alphabet groups and people that are posing as military and or police that are actually alphabet group people. Well, they will have disposable patches with them so that they can, and multiple IDs so that they can create the illusion of something other than what they really are. This is mind control, and realize they shut down Reagan International Airport yesterday. This is all mind control and slave training. Just like when they declared martial law in Boston and locked down the entire city with thousands of hired mercenaries, they take your liberties to see how you will react, as well as allowing themselves to do other crimes in the area without the possibility of a citizen seeing them commit the crime. Remember, I mentioned 9/11 and the gold. They'll utilize these events, these drills that become hot, to do all sorts of nefarious things. It's not just a single thing. And folks, my good-hearted friends out here who don't think this way, it's taken me a while to analyze and realize there's an old saying. I have to see it to believe it. And for most people, that rings true. But you've got to realize at some point there's an issue of you have to believe it in order to see it. If you don't think it can exist in your world, in your mind, it doesn't exist, and you will ignore it. You will look beyond it. It's like all of the vehicles that had the light blue and the flags on them, all the emergency vehicles, instead of having a dark royal blue in the field of stars, they had light blue and orange stripes, which is United Nations colors. The slow transitioning, it's slowly putting that leash around your neck, slowly getting you used to the chains of slavery, putting their hands slowly down your pants. Oh, I'm sorry, that's TSA. And that doesn't happen in America, but it does. Just because it hasn't happened to you because you haven't gone to an airport doesn't mean it doesn't happen. So the reality is you are totally correct. The thing that I look at now, going back, reviewing yesterday's show and listening to this information, I'm interested in the reports of the people that are not being put in front of the screen. All you see are military types in uniforms parroting. You do not see anybody that was a civilian, that was a witness, put forward. And I go to this link that I've
Mike,
got.
Mike, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Go into another commercial. Mike Parsons, Vin Finelli. We're talking about the U.S. Navy Yard. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorld, WHEY.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Plus, a lot of you are interested in freeze-dry guy food, and the freeze-dry guy is a sponsor of USAPrepares.com. He's never flinched. He's never wavered. He's never left us. And if you're interested in freeze-dry food, I suggest you consider calling him. I heard during the previous segment, an advertisement, 40% off. I buy it on sale. I do. I pay the same price as you do. But I've never had gotten as low as 40% off for the number 10 cans of Mountain House food. So that is the absolute lowest price I have ever heard. I have never paid as low as 40% off. But I do buy it on sale when it comes to the expo. But I pay the same prices that you do. But 40% off is a record number for me. I've never heard that number before. So that's the lowest I've heard. So 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Mike Parsons is with us. Mike, 3,000 civilian employees were at the Navy Yard in Washington, walking with their hands up. Authorities were there. The White House told everyone to obey the authorities, obey the officials, And it seems like that's what people did. But as you mentioned, the photo of the person lying down, obviously shot, killed, wounded, or somehow injured, attended to only by what appeared to be civilians, while the officials were standing there seemingly unconcerned with this person lying on the ground. Would you agree with that?
I referred to that person as a director yesterday, and I believe that this was all a controlled scenario, a staged event, a drill, simply because there was no blood. The people that were casually walking around, the civilian guy in uniform with crime scene tape, where is he getting crime scene tape? There are no police around. Military MPs were not on the scene. And as I mentioned earlier, and I just sent you a link to this CBS DC, which is their local information about the D.C. area. I pulled this up yesterday when we were talking, and I've left this up on my computer. Haven't shut it down. And I've pulled this up, and I noticed that their report changes. They will change this, and I will, and I've saved it two or three times because it keeps changing. Even though I have not changed the screen, they can go back and change it in real time. But the interesting thing is that I go to the very bottom, and I look for what are the people that were actual eyewitness civilians saying. I've got to go down to the tweets. They're not putting these people's information on as a direct interview. They're putting their tweets. And interestingly, there are two that catch my eye. One is Tom Brundage, an executive assistant with the Navy Sea Systems Command, said he and other coworkers encountered a gunman in the long hallway of the third floor. The gunman was wearing a blue uniform. He was wearing blue, he said. And he said he then turned and started firing. Then Terry Durham, an executive assistant with the same agency, said she also saw a gunman firing toward her and Brundage. Quote, he aimed high and missed. All right. She said, he said nothing. As soon as I realized this was shooting, we just stopped and got out of the building. And then it says, around midday, police said that they were searching for two men who had taken part in the attack, one carrying a handgun and wearing a tan Navy-style uniform and beret, the other armed with a long rifle, wearing an olive-green uniform, not blue, olive-green. And you reported yesterday that you were getting information that there was a black man wearing a black shirt with a bald head.
That's correct. Black, so black shirt.
Four descriptions.
Black,
four potential.
Black man. Black shirt, black man, about 6 feet tall, black hat. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
Right. So we've got four different descriptions at this point. And one thing that I picked up on another site was that there were people that were there. People that were not there. And they were told not to show up to work at Building 197. And this report says they were not to report to work. They didn't really get into where they got the information from, but they were just notified not to report to work that day. So there was a lot of people that were not at work that day. Kind of sounds loud. It sounds a lot like what happened in 9/11 when a lot of the people were told not to go to work. And you also had people in 9/11 that were told not to get on airplanes because they were warned. That indicates complicity, that people knew in advance what was going to take place or that something was going to take place. And so they warned the people that they cared about. So it has all the earmarks of a false flag, a staged event, controlled operation. And in three-level chess, you've got multiple things going on that affect multiple levels. And when people realize they don't do these things for just one reason, they have multiple reasons, and they'll have multiple. They don't have a plan A and a plan B. They have plan A through M or Z. They have multiple plans so that if one thing goes south, they will divert your attention, such as during the bombing event in Boston. At first, they were saying it was some right-wing Tea Party kook, and they had a photograph of a beer-belly guy with a backpack standing there looking like, you know, Bubba without his remote and beer. And then they changed the narrative because it was debunked that he had nothing to do with it. Then they took the narrative of the, you know, the radical Islamist, and the two fellows that turned out to be CIA operatives. So they exterminate their own guys. And because this guy that was killed, this 34-year-old, is reported now that he was under psychiatric care, and more than likely he was on some type of mind-control drugs, you look at Sandy Hook, you look at all these other things, the Fort Hood shooter, Virginia Tech shooter, the Aurora shooter, all of them have the same thing in common. They're all involved in some type of psychiatric mind control drugs. They're all military and or they're all involved in some type of government operation without exception.
Mike, there's a post yesterday that said it was a black man in his mid-50s in military fatigues. I reported that I read yesterday that it was a black man with a black shirt and a black hat. And you reported today that there was a witness said that it was a gunman in a blue uniform, and then another said olive green. Now, that's impossible. It's impossible for, I think, for people to make that kind of a mistake. Was
it
blue?
FBI is now trying to pose the narrative that it was a single lone gunman and that they've eliminated all other possible scenarios and possible people. But the reality is, how hard would it be for somebody to go in there and do a bunch of shooting and then change, take their uniform off, and walk out like a civilian? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be hard at all. I mean, these blue jumpsuits and military fatigues that they have, they come off real easily. Mm-hmm. Not complex. And, of course, were they doing gunshot residue tests of everybody walking out of the building? No. They were busy training them how to be slaves by having them raise their hands, give the appearance of this is the new normal. When the police show up, you do as you're told, you raise your hands and you walk out in single file or you get shot. And, of course, in the other shooting that they had with Dylan Klebold and company in Columbine, it's later discovered that many of the kids that were killed were shot by the police, special forces, the SWAT team. Of course, nobody wants to talk about that.
Mike, I met a woman at an event, and I probably shouldn't say what event. And this lady is a lobbyist who lives very, 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 very close to Washington, D.C. Might as well call it the suburbs of Washington, D.C. And I was talking with her and another instructor, and she allegedly is on our side lobbying for the rights of people to purchase things without being controlled by the government. I really don't want to say what it is, so I'm kind of talking around it. Mike, when I was talking with her, with another instructor, USAPrepares.com instructor, we were connecting the dots for her. And she couldn't handle it. She could not handle the fact that we were talking about fluoride, microwave radiation, food colors, additives in our food, preservatives in our food, immunizations, the restriction of freedoms, the confiscation of guns, the surveillance of our emails, cell phone calls, texts. And the list went on and on, and she just about melted down right in front of us. I am not exaggerating. She backed away from us, put her hands up in the surrender position, and said, I can't handle all that. I can only think about one thing, you know, this one specialty of her lobbying efforts. What I'm saying, Mike, is I believe, and I'm trying to alert everybody to the fact that I believe that there's a difference between how people who live in the city handle things, how they handle adversity, stress, complexity, as compared with those who live in the country. Now, you're a farmer and I'm a farmer, and we live on the edge of life and death every minute on the farm. We have animals that we have to think about all the time. So no matter what you're doing, you're always thinking about the fencing, the animals, the feed, the minerals, the supplements, the water, the weather, on and on and on about the farm and all those lives that you protect, save, and defend on your farm. I do the same thing. What I'm saying, Mike, is not everybody's wired like we are. And the ones who are not wired like we are more susceptible to the conditioning. Hands up! Hands up! We would be saying, why? What are you talking about? Explain it to me. Mike Parsons, Vin Finelli. We'll be right back. Mike, comment on that, please, when we come back.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods and number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com. Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at UtopiaSilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, here we are. Mike Parsons is with us. Mike, do you remember what I was talking about before we left? I asked you if you would comment on
people have been conditioned to be sheep and followers. Their true nature, though, as a creation by the Creator, has been stripped from them. Their spirits are virtually dead. They have forgotten that they are the kings. They are the creators of the government, which is originally designed to be. Well, they're supposed to be the butlers and the maids to do the will of we the people. Now, the government is able to do this because they keep you busy, 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 full of useless things. Now, you used to have one job and you could come home and tend to other things. Well, now a lot of people have three jobs just to make the same amount of money and they're just dead tired. You have to stop and reflect and realize that the government is stealing your land, your resources, and virtually your very souls. Let me ask you a question. When the boat landed on Mount Ararat, did a bunch of Chihuahuas and Labradors get off the boat? I'll answer that. The question was referring to Noah's Ark. The answer is no. What got off was seven wolves. Of course, if you read the Bible, seven of every clean and two of every unclean, and because these were not split hoofs, they were clean animals. It was seven. One was a sacrifice. But anyway, the wolves populated. They flourished because they were independent. They only bred when there was food to feed the family. They only took what they needed. And they thrived and lived in peace and harmony with everything else in the force. They were ultimately the caretakers of the force. We are the caretakers of the force, folks. We are the wolves. We're supposed to be independent. We're supposed to only take what we need, only reproduce when we can feed what we reproduce. And that's the design. And forget about what you've been taught of Little Red Riding Hood and Peter and the Wolf. Heck, they're rewriting history now saying George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Ben Franklin are dangerous. No, they were the wolves. They were the independent people. They were the farmers who took the time to be independent and do what they needed to take care of themselves and their family and provide. And then when it came time to stand up against a tyrant, they did. They pack attacked. Well, you've got to become that pack. You've got to stand in force against these tyrants. You've got to educate those lemmings that are following the government types that get a job with the government. Why? Because lifelong guaranteed employment. I just got to show up and have a pulse, and then I get a retirement. You know, what a waste of a life. I don't know if anybody in government, but you mentioned a lady earlier who was freaking out over the concept of all of these truths. I know of a very similar person who was a government employee, retired now, who spent her whole life doing what she was told. And when I try to speak about these issues, her hands go up and she freaks out literally. And so I have to stay away from her. I can't talk to her about these things because, you know, messes with her mind. She can't envision it, therefore she will not see it.
Mike, that's exactly what I'm talking about. One of our instructors will remain nameless at this point, and I were talking with her about connecting a lot of these dots. And she just, we weren't even through like a quarter of them. And she just literally went to the surrender position, hands up, you know, literally started the meltdown and backed away and left. She couldn't handle it. She couldn't handle the discussion of 9/11, fluoride, water, food colors, immunizations. And yet, she is a lobbyist for us. It's nuts. We have people who just can't handle the information, let alone what to do about it. I was talking with a lady last night who has some wealth, and her plan is to hire people to do all the things that she doesn't know how to do. She wants to be my neighbor. The final thing I said to her last night was, "What makes you think I want you to be my neighbor? What do you know how to do?"
She would dial so fast, and your whole family would be her caretakers before you know it if she had her way. It's
Mike
all about
Parsons.
Being independent, folks. It's being able to do it for yourself and take responsibility. That's where life begins.
Mike Parsons, thank you so much for being with us. I really appreciate it. Mike Parsons, USAPrepares.com instructor. Coming up next, Deborah Tavares. Smart meters. Smart meters, silent weapons. The next phase. Mike, thanks so much for being with us, class. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back after the top of the hour commercials and news.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.